everyone, and welcome to another episode of NPC Incorporated.
Yeah.
We missed you.
Rejoice.
All right, flip it, stick it, see you later,
What's up? Now, this is a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition actual play podcast. We have taken our favorite rules and parts of the classic tabletop role-playing game and mapped them over our own mundane realm. Following the adventures of four co-workers who work a fantasy warehouse job in a fantasy version of Chicago, 1989. Also fantasy.
1989 didn't happen yet in
It didn't happen,
universe.
Canonically. Yeah,
yeah, get off our backs, Swifties.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Don't
we're going to get their iron.
Wrath. Oh, my God.
Taylor Swift's next lover is all of the cast of NPC Incorporated.
Shut
we all
honored.
Jump in after Travis.
Honored.
That's right.
Taylor Truthers just punched the air.
No, we knew it.
Yep, she's confirmed queer and in a polycule. Think about it.
Yeah,
there you go.
And
there
you go. In a polycule. Yeah, yeah. Before we speculate inappropriately about a music star's life and anger people on the internet, let's instead get started with our game. Our characters have just started their Tuesday, not the Tuesday they thought they were going to be starting, but a Tuesday a week later, where they arrived at the NPC Inc. offices to discover that they had all had interactions they do not recall, conflicts they did not remember starting, and tasks they did not remember receiving. They set out the best they could, learning about what they had missed, finding out what they had done, and seeing how they might be able to fix it and move forward. Demetra, you found out that you were now working for both the yellow and green teams, filling in as right reader while the yellow team is still a person down. You also found out that you're apparently going to a dinner party with Alan Bloodskull after having a really in-depth talk with him about feelings.
I love
Matt.
That.
Matt, you found out that you had organized a bowling outing with some of the dudes from the warehouse.
Yep, nothing's going to go wrong.
Quinn, you found out that you were given a task by Mr. Lowe to distribute and receive the results of a survey that you brought back with you on your cursed trip to the Shell Corporation building.
Whoops.
And June, you found out that you had gotten into a confrontation with the manager of the shipping floor, a man named Ben Gully, and that he had given you several tasks for you to accomplish as apology for what you'd said. And with that, let's dive right in. I just introduced your characters for you. Surprise.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wayne. Oh.
The Prestige.
You just beat us.
Adventurers, as we last left off, Demetra and Matt had gone into the warehouse looking for stuff with a very bad reader roll on behalf of Demetra. And as you slowly accumulated the boxes, you found the signs that someone had been eating back there and ran into Bill Bonetusk, the manager of the warehouse, who said that he really wanted to find out who was doing it so that they could be punished and anyone caught aiding them would receive the same fate.
Whoa.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, who are we picking up with?
Whoever you want to. This is your adventure, adventurers. We'll say that maybe you all emerge from the warehouse. We don't need to. It takes a long time. You're behind. It's not going.
You did a
but
bad
we did. We
job.
Did make it out, and that was what I was really worried about. The
yeah,
place,
I mean, Demetra, I feel like we lived like three different lives getting out of that, you know, the whole warehouse at this point.
I could add more to it.
No, okay.
No.
I think we did the perfect amount of work. It did take us a little long. But you know what? It's just one of those days.
I'm just glad we found the drawing of the sad, angry man that you put on there.
Yeah, and the longer I look at it, the more familiar he looks.
Who is he?
Is this someone from last week?
Ooh.
What will I look down at my arm. I have a tattoo that says, "Don't trust him."
Don't trust him. And like the worst picture of a guy you've ever seen. You're like, ooh, what?
I'm not sure who not to trust. I guess all men.
I don't trust this.
Ahead of you, baby. Okay. So we scurry out.
Yes.
With our sad packages.
Yeah, not proud.
And as you go there, you see that Quinn, you're there with your tape gun, I imagine.
Ta-da! While waiting for them, I would have checked a couple places to see if I find these surveys that I need to hand out.
Where are you checking?
Oh, I'm checking my locker. I'm checking around the table. I'm checking in with people if I don't find them there.
Well, you check with your locker, and as you open up your locker, you approach it and put your hand on the little snap up to open it, the little latch. And as you do, you hear within it like a sort of bum bum, bum bum.
No,
nope, nope,
bum bum. And you open it up, and inside, leaned up against the back of the locker area, is a clipboard covered in surveys. In our fantasy metagame, it resembles a shield.
Classic me, putting things in my locker. Take that.
As you make contact with it, it's like electricity passes through you. You feel suddenly empowered.
Good clipboard. I got a tape gun. I've got a clipboard. This job freaking rules.
While you hold this clipboard, the clipboard that surveys, you now have the ability to become invisible.
Shut the front door. I'm gonna just freaking go invisible and walk back to our little desky. And I'm going to wait for my friends to come. And then when they're like, oh my God, where's Quinn? I'm going to pop back and be like, I've been here the whole time. Give me those packages. And they're going to laugh and love it.
All right, so Demetra and Matt emerge from the warehouse.
I'm trying not to giggle.
Okay, all right, let's tape. Where's Quinn? Where's
June?
Oh my God.
I've been here. The whole time.
When Quinn appears, it is a unsettling experience. A wave of cold passes over you, Matt and Demetra, as you see, for a brief instance, a figure of authority appear. It almost feels like you're about to get in trouble. I need you both to roll wisdom saving
throws. Holy shit. Let's go.
I'm so glad I'm not here.
Oh, I rolled so good. I got an 18.
All right, let's see what I got. Oh, I dropped it. Oh, jeez. Okay.
What's your spell save, DC, Quinn?
Oh, God, that's an excellent question, Mr. Hobart. 14.
14,
okay.
That's a 19.
You pass. 19, okay, so you both are recognized, Quinn. You both aren't scared by what you have just witnessed.
I'm still like, whoa, how'd you do that? What?
Quinn, you straight up spooked me.
I also have a fun new task that I didn't know I had until right now that was given to me last week, and now I know about it. And it's to go use this clipboard and fill out surveys. But apparently, I'm able to sneak up on people and give it to them.
Wow, that is effective.
Isn't that so chilling. Cool?
I am so jealous.
It's when you showed up in the room, I feel like the whole place dropped a few degrees. It's weirdly unsettling.
I think that was you trying to say it was cool.
I mean, yeah, it was cool. There's no doubt about that. It was very cool.
Unsettling how cool it is.
I mean, I guess it's actually two kinds of cool. It's like cool, neat, but cool, you got it.
So chill.
As you all debate the various meanings of cool and chill, go ahead and make me that roll to wrap boxes. Matt, you're also welcome to aid since you have not aided.
I'm gonna aid for sure,
and I have advantage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I'm amazing.
Sure.
Yeah, that's like that. The word.
18.
Okay, 18's good. Plus one.
19.
Nice. Very good. You make fast work of this of these boxes, wrapping them up, applying the labels. Your skill with the tape gun has grown.
Thank you. I'm good at math this episode.
Yeah. You're good at math? How?
I added one.
Mm. That's
true.
There you go.
I see.
What is that one?
I thought you were saying somehow the
tape
gun was making you good at math.
Oh, no. Me, Liz Getty, personally. I'm learning and growing.
So you and Quinn both learning and growing. That's wonderful. That's so what we like to see.
Thank you. I'm proud of
we
us.
Grow along with our D&D characters.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. No. only gets worse every time I make a new one.
Oh, no.
It's backsliding.
You're forgetting and
it's kind of wild.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, now I'm in a demon pact. I make it real, is what I'm saying. And I play warlocks. Okay.
Gotcha.
Well. That's not even true. I don't. See, I'm a liar. Like,
you're lying. Oh, sorry, you're backsliding.
rolls a rogue once.
New year, cruel you. Yeah.
That's how they catch
up. Meanwhile, Meadow, you are June. You are heading into the supply room, which you've been in before. It's a little kind of door off by the storage room where the records are kept by Mrs. Storybrooke. It's kind of like just a closet filled with supplies. And as you open it up, you see that after, you know, some time of busy work and everyone, you know, trying to meet their deadlines, it's disorganized.
Yeah.
There's tape rolls on the ground, things knocked over. It's not like it's a fucking mess, but it's, you know, it needs work.
Sure.
What's your plan?
If it's possible, I was hoping to get an idea of the sort of, like, where things go with what items, get a general vibe from this by rolling an insight check. Like,
unfortunately, I'm going to say investigation. Because
does it have to be?
They're not like people.
aren't we? Isn't a supply closet just a group of friends you haven't met yet?
Oh, it's so true.
I will say yes to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it now insight?
No, it's still investigation.
I had to try.
I love that try, but I don't agree.
Meadow, push the roll.
Oh no. I don't know if I want to push the roll. Okay, you know what? Let's just go for it. We're just gonna do it. Here we go. Okay. 15.
Okay, well, the 15, I mean, yeah, you look and you see where things need to go. Again, it's really not that bad. It seems like it might take you, like, you know, a couple hours of work to get this done. Certainly not before lunch. I'll say he's definitely surmised that. But if you get cracking, you'll make some progress.
Yeah, I'm gonna head into organizing the closet. Just stick in.
Okay, I'll let you for this one, make me just a general wisdom roll.
Oh, great.
Just the letting your wisdom guide you.
I'm pretty good at that.
Put things away.
That's terrific. That's a 17.
Wow. 17, okay. I mean, they're putting things away very neatly. You're organizing the tape. You're putting the tape guns, the extra ones, the blades, the gloves, everything where it needs to go. It's all in its proper right place. However, it is a very dull task. And I need you to roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. That was a 10, but I have a plus 7 on saves, so it's 17.
Ah, that's a good thing.
Nice. Yes.
Okay, you take...
No, what?
Oof. You take 10 boredom damage.
Ugh. God, it's just office supplies. I thought it was going to be like a cool maze or... some other fun solo adventure, but it's just supplies.
A little bit.
It's just supplies.
This sucks.
If there's anything you want to do to make your work more interesting, you're welcome to do it. Otherwise, we'll just keep doing this.
Sing a song.
Gosh. I think that I am going to... Can I use my locate object that I normally use for warehouse things to speed this up a little bit?
I think so. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's kind of locate shelf.
We'll yeah. locate
like
cubby.
Okay. So I'll say that definitely makes this process go faster.
Okay.
In fact, I'll even say, because I really like that you're using this power for this reason, that I'll say as you kind of are starting to get into the throw of things, you're starting to really focus up in a way that kind of steals your mind from the boredom damage I was going to have you roll for again. Instead, though, you are just on your task. You're very focused and forward, you know, thinking, putting things where they need to go. And I'll say that you're going to resolve this task before lunch.
Wow!
Very nice.
Oh, good.
Damn.
Huh.
In fact, I'll say that you all have wrapped up with your work. It's wrapping. It's getting rapidly toward lunchtime. What do you do, adventurers? Yep, nice.
Hey. I'm going to head back toward the green team table.
Oh.
I'm just sitting there with my head in my hands, just like trying to maintain composure.
So how'd it go?
Looking like the Shinji meme.
So we did good, yeah? Yeah?
I mean, we did good. I'm kind of a... This is going to sound weird, but are you bowlers? Avid bowlers?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I've Quinn.
I bowled a couple times. I might need to tap
you for this. If you had to choose between two bowling lanes, timber lanes or fire pit. Sorry, I almost said fireside, the actual Chicago one. Fire pit bowling.
Timber lanes!
Oh, I forgot about the theme song. That's right.
They have a crock pot full of hot dogs. It's the best.
That's the theme song. It's Timber Lanes. They have a crock pot full of hot dogs.
Can I roll a history check on these two bowling alleys?
Okay, yeah, go for it.
I'd like to see if I remember that there's a difference. Okay. That's I rolled bad. Just make That's things 12.
Up. 12, I mean, you do remember Timber Lines, very catchy jingle that appears on the radio and TV. And I'll say probably that's the only one you really know about. But it always seems very kind of, in the commercial at least, very bro-y. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's macho.
It's giving Michelob
dudes.
Light.
Michelob.
Dudes. Dudes being bros.
That's good.
Dudes being bros, flexing and kissing each other.
Now, wait a second.
I kind of liked Fire Pit. I only have gone bowling a couple times, but that seemed kind of cool. It's not usually the kind of place I would go, but it's fun for like when you're just doing something, I guess.
It's true. Okay, I think about this. Now, I guess I should have done the thing. I should have realized, with Matt canonically being a character in Fantasy Chicago's whole life, what would his opinions on both of these places be?
Oh, yeah, why don't you roll a history check? You're like, I'm outsourcing this to my friends. To
Very weird
things.
Thing to do, I just realized. That's going to be...
some weird calls for other people to roll.
That's going to be just a 14.
A 14 with a 14. It's like, yeah, you remember, yeah. Timber Lane definitely is kind of more blue-collar, laid-back. Fire Pit's more upscale, a little hipper.
Mm.
You get cocktails there. They got nice new lanes, stuff like that.
Freaking cocktails. Jesus.
Cocktails.
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 Woo!
Oh, it's right there.
Every day I'm drinking down some cocktails.
Woo! Woo! And this, and see, now we understand.
Like some gin and juice.
Now we understand Hobart's backslide. Because it's been every day.
Okay.
I just like him so much.
I get it. Girl, I get it.
Mm-hmm. I guess we should all go lunch it up in the lunchroom, right?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we lunch it in the lunchroom?
I need some extra energy or something. I'm going to go to the break room. I'm going to get a soda or something. I am freaking out.
Okay. You approach, you go to the break room, all of you, and you approach the King Papa and Common soda machine. A large sarcophagus-shaped vending machine in the corner.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm eyeing the cans. I'm trying to think which is going to give me, like... And I'm looking for, like, the equivalent of a Red Bull. I know that is not on this list.
Right.
Okay. The closest that Demetra, I think, is going to do is I'm going to get a spirit. It's the soda that stimulates the mind through lemon and lime.
Yep.
And I'm feeling a little brain frazzled, and I'm ready for that citron.
Citron.
Love
citron.
It.
Citron. Uh-huh. So pop a dollar in the machine, or however.
Just I love this.
25 cents.
Yeah, you put a couple coins
1989
in.
1989 probably been like 50 or 75 cents, I want to say. 50 cents. I want to say it'd be 50 cents.
No, it was a penny. A dang penny.
A dang penny.
All the machine uphill both ways.
Okay, cool. So you get your spirit soda. Topples down.
I'm crushing that thing.
And that does, again, I'm trying to look for my notes. I can't find
spirit
my...
Spirit gives you advantage on intelligence rolls.
That's what? It. There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I think good old meat is going to just make the usual beeline to get some of that good old company coffee.
Nice.
Oh, but I'm going to get a smoke, too, after I get that coffee.
Ooh. Okay, so you get your coffee and a cigarette all set up. Anyone else? What are you doing?
I'm also getting a spirit along with my lunch today that from home. Just gonna.
How's the weather outside? Quick question.
Frightful.
That's nice. It's a nice day.
I kind of want to drink mine outside to get some fresh air and try to center myself.
Sure.
All right.
I'll stay in the lunchroom with my little clipboard and just wait for people to come in and take a survey.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Okay, very good. So we'll resolve this. So first off, the three of you, are you also going with them, June, with Demetra and Matt?
I don't know about the survey yet, right?
No.
Okay,
do you want to take
a
survey?
Sorry, a survey?
Yeah, I have to get one from everybody. It's just like a fun little thing, group bonding, tick-and-talking. So if you want to fill this out, and I'll take one off of the clipboard, and I'll
hand
her a pen.
I haven't taken it yet. What's it for?
Everyone's doing it. Just like the whole working here.
Understood. What's it for?
It's for
employee engagement.
It's for employee engagement, June. Ever heard of it?
Whoa.
Because I hadn't until today.
Okay. I know words like that. What sort of engagement are you trying to gauge, I guess?
That's funny that the word gauge is an engagement. Isn't
makes
it? You think, don't it?
Yeah. What are you trying to gauge?
Mint.
Hey. You're outside.
Engagement.
It's like, right off the bat, I think the enthusiasm of people to fill out a survey like this would tell us how seriously they take their job or whether they just don't really care.
Right, but if I haven't filled out the survey, I haven't filled out the survey.
Yeah, sometimes the questions aren't even asked, you know? What
right.
are the questions? Hobart, if I look at this survey,
well, are you going to give the survey to June?
I haven't taken it yet. I'm not gonna touch that
it
paper.
Across the table.
I'm leaving
but
it
I
there.
But I also want to read one because I am very curious. And also, I'm an employee, so I should fill it out if I haven't already.
Yeah. Well, are you taking it, June?
No.
Click, click, click. I hand you a pen.
Oh.
Why not, June? Take it. I don't know it's bad.
Everyone's doing it.
I don't. I want to understand what the survey is. And currently, the person who's trying to tell me what the survey is isn't telling me. And what? I just had a week that I don't remember. I am not about to, like, agree to something that I don't know anymore. Like, I'm not gung-ho for that. I'm already dealing with the consequences of that. So, when you can tell me what the survey is about and how it can help, I'll take your survey.
Until then,
I'm going to go get my lunch, and I guess, oh God, I'm going to go talk to Deborah.
Oh.
Because the sooner that I can get this done, the sooner that I'm back with you all.
I will sit here and take the survey.
Brave.
Okay.
Braver than the troops.
So, you sit there and take the survey while June walks off. And as you look at the survey, you see that it is a series of questions. Hmm? The questions are very simple. They are all related to a number scale. How do you feel about so-and-so? Or, you know, how do you feel about your job generally? You know, are you positive to negative? You know, how do you feel as though you're fairly compensated? Positive to negative? Do you think the conditions in your office are satisfactory? Positive to negative? And it just goes on like that.
Mm. Seems like pretty standard stuff to me. Fives across the board.
I would like to ask, because my most recent job, when I did these surveys, there was always a question at the end where it was like, I believe that change will take place because of the results of this survey, and they asked us to rate that from 1 to 5. Is that on there?
No, fuck no.
I've never seen that in an employee survey before, but what an evil question.
That's funny.
Wild. Yeah.
And guess what? Did we get you? Always voting, no, nothing will change. And we were right. And then we all got laid off.
So you were right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, actually, you're wrong. Something did change.
Yeah, so they were like,
in a big way.
Bitches out of here.
Get surprise!
Nags.
I'm thinking how funny once again of how different the characters are. Because if Matt was there and Quinn asked him, he would be like, "Sure, nothing bad could happen.
I'd like to help."
And then he would be dead.
And then he died.
No, thank God you're doing the right thing by smoking a cigarette outside.
Oh, yeah, you see, you step out with Demetra to the parking lot area, to the little open area, the sort of overhang where everyone likes to stand and smoke when they can on their breaks. And as you go out there, you see that, of course, leaning against the side of the building, as he often is, dressed in a way too hot suit for this time of year and way too fancy for this job, is Sean Burns, the mysterious HR rep for the company.
Oh, hey, John.
Hello.
Hey, what are you smoking today?
A cigarette.
Nice.
Why? Are you smoking something different?
No, it's one of those fun questions. I mean, it would be kind of silly if I, like, pulled out a cigarello or something, but nah, it's the good old stuff.
Ah, yes. I don't care for the smell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I agree with you. It would be funny if the week between, all of a sudden he goes in his pocket and he pulls out, like, a cigarette holder.
Like the penguin?
Like the penguin. Yeah.
The Matt Gwynn.
Yeah. That's what's happened. I'm lighting, I'm smoking, I'm drinking my coffee, I'm in heaven. But I am going to get to brass tacks with Sean. It's like, Sean, I'm going to be honest with you, I got a real conundrum. You know, I'm making the decision tonight, and I feel like... it's like a sliding door situation. A movie that has not been made yet in this world. But, you know, you got timber lines, and then you got the fire pit. I know you're partial to that fire pit.
Yes.
But have you been to both before?
Yes. I bowl quite frequently.
Now, not to be rude, are you in a league?
Between.
Ooh. Okay, well, I mean, I feel like you would kind of know then if you're choosing between, so it makes sense that maybe we're thinking the fire pit.
Well, it's a bit of an upscale experience, which I personally enjoy.
Hmm. All right, well, I got a bit to mull on, but you know what? I'll know once we're walking out of that door where we're going.
Okay, well, maybe ask the others, Bill and Derzik and that friend of yours.
Oh, I'm going to guess a Fang, maybe? That seems right?
Oh, please don't.
Okay, who's this, this is going to sound silly, but who is the other friend? I mean, you know, I have so many friends, but...
Ray, you said his name was?
Oh, and he sinks into the ground and turns into jelly.
Yes.
Well... I must say, thank you for the invite again.
Oh, no problem. I think I got a phone call to make very quickly here.
What was that?
I think I got to make a call, see what Ray's up to, you know?
Oh, yes, of course.
Hey.
Enjoy your lunch.
Keep smoking those cigarettes. Nothing bad could happen.
Yes.
The research has to have come out by this point.
Oh, no, it's definitely been out.
I know they're bad. I don't care.
I want Matt to be, like, the first, like, conspiracy theorist that's, like, believing that it's just out and they're not telling you the truth, but it's just cigarettes are actually really good for you.
Yes, I've seen that report.
Yeah. It's called Loose Tobacco. That's the documentary that's out right now.
Yes, Matt.
Anyways, I feel like with that knowledge, if there's enough time, I guess I will ask, is there enough time for Matt to get back and make a phone call to Ray? Because I'm going to assume, too, that he would know Ray's number.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm speed walking back to the break room.
Metra's not following you, just so you know. She's in her own head, just sitting on the curb, both hands clutching this can of soda. Yeah. She's drinking it, trying really hard to remember anything. Thing from last week. Just
as you sit there, you see that the Fjord Flyer, the large delivery van that the NPC Inc. building uses for its local deliveries, comes flying into the parking lot, coming to a halt at its stop. And in our fantasy metagame, it appears to you as a mighty airship. And from it emerge the Flyers, the group of employees who make local deliveries on behalf of the company. Of course, jumping out very first is the captain of the group, the handsome... I scrolled down looking for my soda stuff and lost all my notes.
It's a handsome can of soda.
The handsome can of Dr. Pepper? Soda.
I think his name's Dimitri, right?
I think it's Dimitri.
Yes, it's Dimitri.
Oh, yeah, it is Dimitri. It's very close to your name.
Yeah, it's Dimitri. Yeah, yeah. The handsome Dimitri hops out. Once again, he's like a very kind of like, he looks like a, yeah, very Sky Captain World Tomorrow looking motherfucker. slick back hair. He's missing one of his arms and has the sleeve pinned up as he hops out with his big oversized personality talking to Raul, this other employee who's often at his side, a short balding man. And then next to them, you see this very tough redhead woman get out, Zana, and then this like very large muscular figure with a lot of tattoos named Hugh. H-U-Hugh.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hugh.
And as you see them get out, they're all just sort of like, as always, having the fucking time of their lives, baby. And they all walk off to whatever lunch adventure they're about to go on. Oh, their adventures are so fun and simple.
Demetrius is like slowly crushing the can.
They're like high fiving.
So cool. I can't even remember anything, and they remember everything.
As you guys see, Dimitri throws his arm around Raul and he says, "Every day we make a new memory that'll last forever."
These motherfuckers.
Dimitri, let's get like, tacos,
wipes the
gang.
Blood off her face when she's biting her tongue so hard. A little bit of blood came out of her mouth. She's like, "Fuck those guys." That's all. I'm just trying to remember.
As you know, make me a history check.
Okay. Let's click around the history page. Oh, I have advantage on this now because of my soda pop.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that because I was drinking it with investigation in mind.
Get old soda pop.
Oh my god. Okay. The first of those advantage rolls was a 20.
Your mic went out.
What'd you get?
Oh no.
20. Twento, Twento.
There we go.
Oh my god, with a natural 20.
Has it been two episodes since we've had a natural 20?
At least.
It's been a while, I think. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was getting two nat ones last episode.
Yeah, our first episode back, I had the first roll, and it was a big old stinky nat one.
It sure was.
We're back, boys. We're back.
The boys are back in town.
We are so back.
I'll say, is there anything in particular you're trying to remember? I mean, you're not going to remember just like, it's not like the flood of
information.
No, yeah.
I think she would be most hung up on the conversation with Alan because that seems so personal.
Yes, and I think that this is perfect because you remember this conversation now because you're sitting where it happened.
What?
A flash comes back to you as you're sitting there outside after work, sharing a moment with Alan, talking to him and consoling him. He is a troubled relationship with his father, a man named Albert. And you know that he puts a lot of pressure on him.
Mm.
And he doesn't like that he has this job. He thinks that it's a waste of his time, and he's trying to prove him wrong. Even if ultimately Alan says he doesn't think he wants to do this forever. But why not win? It's basically where he gets to in the conversation.
Damn, that is so aligned with Demetra's mindset, yeah.
Yeah.
And you talk with him about how your family also puts a lot of pressure on you, but you believe that there is a reward, that the work you're doing for your family is good. And you also recall telling him a little bit about the thing that happened with your family.
Yeah.
The thing that you're not allowed to talk about.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, now that... When oh. you say I'm not allowed to talk about that, how not allowed are we talking about? Are we talking, like, packed?
It's certainly a strong family secret.
Whoops.
Oh! Uh-oh. Okay.
Maybe we were all just drunk the whole week.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something, Alan.
Breaking Warlock Pacts is something that only happens when I'm personally drunk in real life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there before.
And you also recall a little more about what you agreed to do with him later this week. That he is his parents are having a dinner party. And you were asked if you would accompany him as his date.
Yes. Okay. Oh, my God.
I knew
it. Yeah.
So expect yes later to have dinner with the Blood Skulls.
Oh, my God. Christ.
Okay. Sadie is really excited about that. Demetra's probably going to curb that a little bit right now just because the breaking of the pact is going to be a bit more of at the forefront. Not necessarily breaking, but infringing on the legalese there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's what you get with your 20. Way to go.
Amazing. It's like I just awake and I'm holding my crushed, completely crumpled can of soda.
Yeah. Blood running down your face.
And cut away from her to Matt.
Oh, okay. I wanna.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to check out with Deborah.
Actually, the next thing for me was madness. You know, a payphone in the pouring rain.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray, hey, you gotta come bowling with me.
Take me back. Okay, no, but take it away.
I mean, I wanted to knock on Deborah's door.
Okay. You knock on the door to the records room, a door that is very unusual. It looks older than anything else in the in this office. And when you knock on it, you see that like there's like this grinding sound, like clunk. And the door opens. And inside you hear, "Come in."
Oh, I miss her voice.
Hi, Deborah. And I walk
and inside,
in.
It's a very bizarrely 70s office. It doesn't make sense with the rest of the building. There's like shag carpet on the ground. The desk is very like, you know, that kind of light wood, fake wood that they used a lot in the 70s. The walls are vibrantly painted orange. There's a big clock on the wall, but there's no hands on it. And you see it's behind the desk. Seated is a middle-aged woman. She is dressed very 70s, too, very flowy dress. Her hair is up. She has a very witchy vibe. And as you walk in, she is eating. She has a sandwich on a little plate. And she sets it down and she says, "Yes, yes, can I help you? I'm right in the middle of my lunch."
Yeah, didn't want to interrupt, may even want to join if you're up for company, but I did want to talk to you about, I'm helping you with some boxes today.
Ah, work thing. Don't want to talk about it right now.
Cool.
It's lunch. I have a hard line when it comes to these kind of things.
Perfect. I love to hear it.
Sit down, dear.
I will, and I put my brown bag and cold can of spirit on the desk and sit down.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you have for lunch today, dear?
I have some white rice and some chicken. And a little salad because one of my teammates recommended that salads are good lunch, so.
Yes, well, salads are indeed a good lunch.
What are you eating?
This is a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's
checks out?
What's the sandwich today?
What if I don't want to tell you?
That's totally fair.
It's a sandwich.
It's sandwich. Are you liking your sandwich?
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite sandwich.
I would really love to know what your favorite sandwich is. But if you don't want to tell me.
Do you really want to know?
I do.
Yeah.
It is the meat of children. I'm kidding, it's bologna.
Is that
what bologna is?
Yeah.
Or is it boy-loney? I'm just kidding. I don't eat children.
I didn't think you did. And then you brought it up, but...
You'd be surprised the rumors that go around.
Yeah, you know, a lot of stuff being said and done without our knowledge. And I, like, gesture back and forth. Like, that's not fair.
What do you mean by this gesturing between us like that?
Well, I mean,
we're not even close to being the same.
No.
Don't compare me to you.
You're right. I'm so sorry. It's just I've had a weird week.
And you want to tell me about it?
Well, I just want to check in with you, I think, because Ben gave me this task to help you with boxes. And it's...
Yes.
It's because I called the pizza party stupid. Okay, you think so too, right?
Not necessarily. I like pizza.
Well, yeah.
But any sort of competition about work is stupid.
I agree.
Then why were you so mad about it?
I'm not that's the thing. I don't know. I went to the symposium last week. You remember. And...
I do not keep track of what any of you people do.
No, that's totally fair. You've got your own office. I wouldn't either. We went to a symposium last week, and I thought I woke up the next day and I was here, but apparently that was a week ago that we went. And I just had a whole week where I didn't do it. I don't remember what I did. And apparently part of it was telling Ben that the pizza party was stupid, which I do believe, but I don't remember saying it.
Work is a blur. Sometimes it just goes by too fast.
Yeah.
We're all wasting away here.
Yeah, we deserve better than this place.
Disagree, but a lovely sentiment, dear.
Well, I think... hey, you gave us cookies on our first day.
Yes. Are you expecting dessert along with lunch?
No, I wanted to tell you they were good cookies.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Yeah. All right, so I'm just going to eat lunch here, and then it's...
Do it.
Okay, I'm just going to start eating lunch. Honestly?
She doesn't touch the sandwich the entire time, she's just staring at you.
I love this.
So good.
I'm scared right now. So much.
June has no idea of, like, any sort of threat. She's just like, I'm just having lunch with somebody.
I want this to become a reoccurring thing. Just... Check in with Storybrooke.
Oh, God.
If you interrupted my lunch every day for a week, I'd kill you.
Hmm? What? Sorry?
Maybe once a week.
Nothing. I was just making a remark.
Gotcha. Going back to eating the chicken and rice.
It would be June Loney then.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. That's funny.
And after a moment of time passes, she says, "So, you said something about going to a symposium.
Yeah.
What is that? Tell me about that."
It was put on by, I think put on by H&H, at the Shell Corporation downtown.
And she frowns very deeply. She's H&H. What does that stand for?
I'm going to look at my watch and see. It stands for Hoffman and Holder.
And she scowls even deeper. And she pauses for a second, rubs her chin, and then smashes her sandwich with her fist one time, and then she calms down, adjusts her hair and her earrings, and says, "Oh, I haven't heard that name in a long time."
Is there, and, you know, you can tell me or not. Obviously, we already broached the subject with the sandwich. do you have any sort of history with, perhaps a negative history with H&H?
Hmm, you could say that. More beef than this in this bologna.
Boy loney. It was really good. We went and got to talk with some pretty influential people, I guess, in the Fantasy Chicago business world.
Good for you.
Well, I think you and I might share similar opinions.
Oh, again, I think we differ quite a bit, my dear. But and how did it feel to be so close to all that power? Did it make you want it?
No. It made me want to bring it down.
Well, then we have at least one thing in common.
It's good to know. Is it with Hoffman or Holder that you've got your baloney?
Hoffman. Though both of them can go fuck themselves.
Honestly. Yeah, and have you noticed that they've been a little more active around here lately?
No.
Honestly, I'm glad for you, because it's been a little bit of a bugaboo for me. All their materials just keep popping up.
Well, that's disappointing to hear. I don't hear much about their activities trapped here.
Do you feel trapped here?
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this place, this office of yours, you don't want to be in this office.
I am a prisoner to these records, but that is my lot to bear.
But you seem like you've got a lot to offer.
And that's when they put you in here, darling.
I see. We should talk more after lunch, because I want to respect your hard boundary on that kind of talk.
Well, this is some more extracurricular. I do like to talk about things that make me mad.
You know what? I think we have another thing in common, because I also like to talk about things that make me mad.
Don't get too excited. It's just two.
And you know what? I am happy about the two, and we'll see about the rest. But I'm pretty upset with Mr. Lowe.
Oh, yes. Well, who wouldn't be? He seems very annoying, and I've seen a lot of annoying ones come and go.
When did he come, exactly?
I couldn't say. I don't pay any attention to what goes on outside that door. This whole building could burn down. I probably wouldn't even notice.
I respect you so much. there's a lot going on out there. And I'm not saying that you have to get involved, but it's good to know that there's someone who shares at least two of my views on what this place can go and do.
Well, sure.
All right. Well, she starts like shoveling chicken and rice into her mouth.
Goodness.
I'm just really excited to do these boxes with you.
You shouldn't be.
Why not?
It's a miserable task meant to punish you.
Oh, I like lifting, though.
We'll make it worse.
You want to? Sorry, you want to make it worse?
Yes, it's a punishment. I rarely get to give them to people, so I'm going to enjoy it.
Ooh.
All right.
I love her so much.
No, I'm gonna take that. We're gonna see how this box is, things go.
Oh, I like this.
Me too.
I don't like that. I hate it. She takes her plate, she scoots over and just dumps the sandwich into the trash.
I've lost my appetite.
I'm sorry. I'll remember that you like bologna, though.
I lied. I hate it.
Or is that a lie?
Who can tell anymore? So as you enjoy lunch with Mama Storybrooke, let's cut to, I guess, Matt or Quinn. What are you doing?
Well, I know I'm running for that phone right now, so if Quinn's got something locked in, they can go for it. But and apparently now it is raining, and it is getting very romantic.
Let's do the phone thing. So you're at the phone. You're calling Ray?
Yeah.
How are you who are you calling?
I guess...
ain't no cell phones, baby.
I feel like a few... This is quite a few episodes back. Was there a break room phone, I want to say?
Oh, no, there's a phone available to you. Where are you calling?
Oh, I guess I'm calling Ray's personal residencies, which I'd assume I have the phone number to.
Okay, yeah, so you dial in Ray's personal residency.
Yeah.
It's an apartment, the phone begins to ring. It rings, it rings, it rings. There's a click. Hey, you reach Ray May. What's up? Leave me a message after the beep. I probably won't get back to you immediately, but, like, I don't know. I gotta deal with it.
Beep.
Yeah, beep. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not doing that bit again. I just forgot to beep.
Yeah. Well, ooh, I gotta make a decision right now, then. Ray, it's me calling. Apparently, we're doing the whole bowling thing tonight. There's a whole thing about last week going on I'm gonna have to ask you about when we get there. But you know what? I'm locking it in. We're gonna say the fire pit. Meet me there after work. We're gonna have some fun. Bye. I love you.
I know that wasn't canon, but I wish
I
it
know,
was.
Just fine.
Why can't it be canon?
Can't it be canon?
It's 2024. Everything we can be canon.
No, it's 1989.
Everything's canon now.
Man, once we make everything canon for any bit, I'm dead.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah.
All right.
And then now, very good. So you've made your call. Let's cut to Quinn. What are you doing with the rest of your lunch?
Oh, I finished taking my survey, and I add it to the pile of completed ones. And I look around the break room for someone that needs to fill out a survey.
Okay, first make me a check on... Make me an investigation check on the surveys.
Aye, aye, Captain. Oh, yeah. 12.
So you see that there is, like, a completed, like, envelope of survey questions that you have. Mm-hmm. And you notice immediately that sort of a cold energy emerges from it. A sort of darkness beyond its paper container. That it's sort of, as you touch it, you feel the size of 1,000 bored souls.
Oh! Okay, I was worried it was cold because it was empty.
No, it's got, there's some people in it. And I'd say that you look around the room and you see a number of people. Tell me who you're most interested in. There is one of the guys from Durzik's team, Guy. Kind of a big guy. You know, it's Guy. He's got a very military vibe.
Everybody knows Guy.
Yeah.
You see Guy, you see one of the, you see the member of the yellow team that you previously kind of ran after, Kevin.
Oh, oh no. Kevin. Oh,
I'm not there to save Kevin this time.
And you see, Steve Thimsk.
Oh, I like Thimsk.
I'm not Steve.
I'm going to go invisible.
Okay.
Oh God.
And I'm going to go to sit next to Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And I will become uninvisible.
Okay, very cool.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm making the check. Okay, that is lower than a 14. I got a 12.
That's lower than a 14. Math. This is my math.
So, Kevin is terrified of you. Your authoritative presence washes over him. I need you to roll initiative.
Big smile.
Ooh. That's a natural 20.
Shut up.
God. Well, you certainly beat Kevin. He rolled a 6.
Yeah, Kevin's a little puss. Sorry, that's Liz.
This is
going
to be a great survey. So you get your first move. It has to be one of your question attacks. You know it. It will be just something from the survey is what you're asking. And you're allowed to use all of your other powers, skills, anything you want.
Bite him.
Bite him. I'm so...
oh my god.
Would really enjoy that, like, in the actual game, not the metagame, that you actually bite them.
You actually bite them. Where I come from, that's flirting. So.
Honestly,
not okay at work.
Because Liz Getty is terrible at playing Paladin, I think this is my first time doing Hexblade's Curse.
Oh, yeah, nice. Hell yeah. So what do you call it in our fantasy metagame?
This is my... You are my friend now.
I love this. Okay, so you've made this connection.
And I will say, hello, Kevin. Long time no see. Do you feel satisfied with your working environment?
All right, go ahead and make that attack roll. Hexblade's Curse is the bonus action, right?
Yes, it
cool.
is.
Cool, you still got two attacks to go.
Amazing.
Go for it.
Yeah, well, that's a natural 17.
Hits already.
Great.
I don't know what dice to roll right now. It has been so long.
It's a long sword, so a d8.
Thank you. That's a 10.
And then you get to add your charisma modifier, and you also get to add some extra damage for the Hexblade's Curse, which I believe is a d6, but I'm currently looking that up while you
It's
roll.
Telling me +3 to damage rolls.
Okay.
Eight plus my charisma, which is 3. That's 11. This is my math episode, folks.
Oh yeah, you're so good.
That's
so
11.
Good
11 pointerinos of damage.
Okay, well damage. Then plus, so there's a little bit of. Let's see. So the Hexblade's Curse is.
And then they die forever.
Yes. Oh, you gain hit points back. You gain a bonus damage to your to the curse target equal to your proficiency. So an additional 3.
Oh, I added that.
Did,
I
oh, you added that. Oh, okay. So 11 total. Very good. What do you want to do now? It's still your turn.
Oh, great. I'll ask the second one. While you think about that, also think about, do you feel like you are compensated fairly? That's a natural 16.
Oh, that hits.
Great. Thirteen.
Holy shit. As you are, like, Kevin does not get to react. In our fantasy metagame, it's like this orcish guard was out, like, on patrol, and suddenly appearing in a puff of mist behind him is this vampiric knight who, with two eyes briefly flashing, cursing him before two swings of a longsword bring him low. You see that you totally smoke him. You've defeated Kevin in single combat very easily, and Kevin, in the real world, immediately goes just kind of very still, nodding at you, and while he's nodding at you and just sort of trying to get through this as fast as he can so he can go back to his lunch, you see him circling fives.
Thank you so much for your time, Kevin. And I'll put it in my little envelope that's chilly.
And you get up and you walk away, and as you walk away, Kevin just sits there, his eyes wide with terror, his face pale, the energy and vigor drained from it like blood. And he just sort of slumps over. And that's the end of our episode.
Yeah! Yes, yes, yes.
Carnage! Oh, carnage!
I feel so powerful.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and he didn't get a chance to attack you, so I could have told you about the things that you can now do.
Oh!
Oh, you got a fancy magic shield.
Oh, I thought I could just be a bow. It was just an invisible me shield.
Oh no, it's got some powers. We'll talk about them.
I don't like that.
It's okay. Just get you to church on time.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you got the full fucking vampire knight kit.
Fuck. There's I'm not zipping my lips. I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah, this is my little vampire secret. as Quinn goes to explore their vampiricness more, we'll call this adventure closed, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of NPC Incorporated. We'll be back in two weeks with another episode, and until then, we encourage you to check out our new live show series we're doing here in Chicago. It is called Thirst for Adventure, and we're hoping we get Liz Getty out here to star on one.
Yeah. Pretty please and thank you.
I wish I had been couch. There for February.
Oh, we don't know that yet, though, for sure.
And we also thank our podcast collective that supports this show, Machine Culture. And we also encourage you to check out the music of Mega Colossus, whose brand new album, Showdown, kicks ass. And that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. Keep rolling dice and be cool to each other. Bye.
Bye.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.